This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, my name is Joey Kidney, and I'd like to welcome you back to the Happy Times Podcast.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
So, welcome back. It has been a little bit. It's honestly been a little bit. I miss you guys. How are you? Are you guys keeping up? Are you good? I know a lot of people are back in school, and right now in Canada, there's a lot of midterms going on, and I'm sending out my biggest thoughts for you guys. I don't know if I'm going to pray for you guys. Like, listen, you're paying for it to do it yourselves, so that's on you. But I truly hope that you guys can get it all done and power through and ace those midterms because you paid too much money for them. I'm not joking. Like, you literally paid a lot of money, so I genuinely hope you do very well. But welcome back, guys. My name is Joey Kidney, if you don't already know. If you don't follow me on Instagram, just go follow me, at Joey Kidney. You guys can see my day-to-day life. And because a lot of people listen to this podcast, I think I know everything. But then, literally, there's just a lot of things that happen, and I post it on Instagram. And it's a lot more real life, because a lot of people think that this is edited. This is a one-take thing all the time. That's why there's so many times I mess up in it. Because I want to be able to relate to you guys. I want you guys to be able to relate to me. I want you to be able to sit down and feel like you're having a conversation with a guy that talks too fast and he stutters and then he swears afterwards, because that's who I am. That's who I am as a human being. I mess up all the freaking time and it sucks, but that's just who I am, and I am beyond thankful for people who listen, and welcome back to the Happy Times. Now, if you want to see the Happy Times in person, I know this seems like, hold on, listen, I just got it on my phone, slow down, I don't know if I want to see you in person yet. I get that, I understand that. But if you do, and you live in the Florida area, Tampa, Orlando, Miami, St. Pete, wherever you live, if you live around there or places I don't even know because there's no beaches and nobody wants to go, then, well, you'd still listen. But I'm doing a show in Orlando on November 2nd, and I'm actually doing it with Matt Walden, who wrote and sang the new intro for the Happy Times podcast. He will be there. We will be performing our song Milestone together for the first time live. I have to remember what I said at the beginning, but I'm going to give it my best shot. And then here's where there's the twist. My ex-girlfriend is coming. And I say that just to be funny. My best friend is coming. Her name is Danielle Carolyn. And we are going to be talking about, just about everything that we had to deal with. And people, there's such a huge stigma that exes can't become best friends afterwards, or friends even, or even just be able to say hi or pass by each other. And I think that's total bullshit, to be honest with you. I just think that's, I don't know, they just never wanted to be together in the first place. But I think we're very good friends, and I truly hope you guys can come. Tickets are on sale. They will be in the link of this. I don't know if you can do that, but if you go to my Instagram, at Joey Kidney, you can definitely find the link. But enough of that. Let's get started. And I apologize for, I don't know how long of promo, but enough. So I currently have my coffee. Some ASMR on that one. Woo! And my cup says, Bob didn't listen to the haters. I don't know why. Oh, I'm a little energetic. Look at this. It's going to be a good day. It's a great day. Freaking A, boys. How you doing? Sorry, I am a Canadian boy. I do want to talk about a podcast, how I've changed completely. I think that would be really cool because 10 years ago, I was a totally different human than I am now, which if that's something that you're interested in, let me know. Tweet me or Instagram me or whatever and let me know. I want to hear the transition phase or anything like that. But today we're going to be talking about the dangers of somebody liking you. Now this sounds like, oh my God, whoa, somebody likes me. This is the greatest thing in the whole freaking world. But too bad because I don't like them. Have you ever been through that? If you've ever been through that, let me know. It is an amazing thing, but also a really bad thing. So when it first happens, you're like, oh, this is so cute. Oh my God, you're adorable. I feel so loved. I feel like I'm top of the hill. What the heck? Cloud nine, baby, how you doing? Oh, wait a second. Now I got to break your heart. Oh. And it really sucks because you do have to end up breaking the heart. And it's not even necessarily your fault. It's just, it's kind of almost for the better. When somebody falls head over heels so quickly, so fast, it's just unsafe. It's not safe. And it usually ends in a heartbreak, unfortunately, because it wasn't this gradual growth. It was just a peak. It was just a spike and it just went straight up. So you kind of have to train yourself to, well, control. What did you guys hear that? What was that? It sounded like a dog. But you guys have to control how you fall in love with people. And I think, well, not necessarily control it, but you have to understand that if you are head over heels for somebody, you need to make sure that you're not investing every minute of every day into this person because you will lose who you are. You will lose yourself. And so liking somebody is a great thing, but you just have to make sure that you know you're still liking yourself too. And being the person on the receiving end of that is a very, very difficult thing. And recently it has happened to me. I didn't want to talk about it, but then I got a text and it made me really mad. So then it came to my, I just want to talk about it. So number one, as sad as it is, you have to deal with them being obsessed over you. And you don't like, this is the first stage. The first stage is like that person is just going to be obsessed over you. And if you don't like them, this is in the point where like you don't want to just say no right away because you don't know yet. You don't know if you like them. This is like a date one type thing. You ask like, how are you? And they're already head over heels. As sad as it is, it leads on to the other parts to make a little bit more sense because I'm not trying to be like an egotistical asshole here. So stage number two is you have to watch their heart fall faster and faster and faster than their mind. So their heart is going so quick that their mind can't keep up because they can't think about who they're falling in love with. They literally can't sit there and be like, oh, okay, no, this makes sense. Oh, okay, whoa, slow down a little too quick. I just met Jimmy like 3 minutes ago, and now I want his babies. And you know, that's just something that you have to be okay. Babies, guys, slow down. Actually, does anybody listening have kids? I'm curious because I get a lot of moms emailing me, and I'm like, oh, I don't. Do moms want to listen to this? I'm curious. So message me. Moms, do you have Instagram? Can you DM me? I'm not trying to make fun of you. I'm actually asking. My mom just got Instagram, and it's a scene for sure. Anyways, part two is you have to watch them fall faster than their mind. They have no idea and they can't read the room. And this is happening so quickly that you can't say anything yet. And that's the hardest part because this sounds like you're an asshole because you kind of are, but you're sitting there and it feels pretty good. It feels pretty good when somebody likes you. And to correct them and to break your own heart, being like, oh, you can't have this. You have to get rid of it. They kind of feel like a best friend at that point, but you don't understand that you are hurting them by doing this. You're kind of in that stage. And you're not a horrible human being. Don't worry. We've all done it. Or, you're on the receiving end. I think there's two types of people, the people who get liked and the people who like. And the people who get liked, it's a rough road. And the people who like, well, sometimes it's an even harder road. It's equal. It's equal, honestly. Now, number three is you have to break their heart. It's gone too far. You've gone through too many dates. It's you can't just keep sitting there and pretending that, oh, I might feel for this person. I might like this person in the end because, well, you know you won't. Don't lie to yourself. Don't lie to them. It's something that you need to make sure that, well, hey, I'm hurting somebody right now and I need to tone it down because I don't want to hurt anybody. You have to understand that. You're a human, and if somebody was doing this to you, you'd probably feel pretty shitty. So you have to break their heart. And this sounds so egotistical and like you're an asshole, but if you're listening to this and you are one of the people who have people fall easily for you, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, this has recently happened to me, and it's an unfortunate thing because you don't even give it time to fall in love with them. You don't even have that time because they're so quick. They beat you to the punch that the chase is over. The chase becomes over at that point. And we'll talk about that a little bit more. But now we're going to go to stage four. You have to deal with them hating you. You're going to get a text. They're going to call you an asshole. They're going to say you led them on. They're going to say that you're a horrible person. Then they're going to complain that you are still out there looking for love and that you could have found it in them and all that crap. You know? And that leads to stage five. You have to break it to them that they just weren't the love that you were looking for. Some people have so much love to give, and if you can't handle it, that's okay. And you can say no. You can say no to handling love because not a lot of people can. Not a lot of, like, and I think love is designed for certain people. Certain types of love is designed for certain people. So sometimes somebody has a lot of love to give and you're just like, why can't I feel this? Why can't I take this on? But it's because that's not designed for you. You need a different type of love. You need something that's a little bit more close to home, or you need something that's a little bit further from home. You know, you just need a different type. And it's hard for them to understand because they thought you, they couldn't read you as well. So they thought you were that type, but you're not. And it's hard to break it to them. It is. But I think it's the best thing because you're not saying, oh, I just didn't like you. You're saying, I think somebody better. I just stumbled. I said so many words there. They deserve someone better for that love. And somebody deserves that love. And it's not you, you know? And it's a tough thing to hear yourself say. And it almost, you're not being an asshole for saying it. Don't worry. Or at least I'm justifying it to not be. But, you know, that happens. Now, why do we fall into these stages? Allow me to sip some coffee because this one's an interesting one. I'm taking too long, aren't I? I'm sorry. We're not doing any cuts, okay? This, want to hear some ASMR? No, you probably don't. So, and I'm sneezing. Okay. Or sniffling. Oh, my God. Okay. So, chase is over. And that is what I'm talking about. The chase is now over. The reason why we don't fall for people and people fall faster for us and we're like, wait, why aren't we falling as fast as them? Is because, one, you just might not like them. Okay, that's fine. That's fair. Two, you might not be attracted to them. That's fine. That's fair. Listen, we're humans. We got parts that work and, well, we got to reproduce. I get it. And, well, three, there was no chase. You literally started the game winning. And I'm not... Uh-oh, did I call it a game? I'm sorry. Listen, take this with a grain of salt. Don't be an ass and be like, oh, the people are in a game. Love isn't a game. Shut up. I'm not trying to say it like that. Listen, I feel like I've said listen like 7 million times. You are listening. Or you're talking to somebody and not listening. I don't care. What I'm saying is, love's a hard thing, and we love competing. We like humans, whether or not you're somebody who's competitive, you love competing. And when we are just handed something, we like it, but we don't keep craving it. Love is something that we need to crave. Love is something that we need to wake up and we want. We want to see that person we love. We're not just wake up and it's there. And when the chase is over, when somebody likes you so quickly and you don't even have to do anything for it, Well, you're waking up and it's just there. You didn't work for it. There's nothing in you that was like, oh, I want this, I want this, I want this. It was just, oh, yeah, okay, I guess I'll take this. And this isn't any negative reaction to that person liking you. This is just how it works. We love the chase. We want the chase. We want to work to love somebody. We want the hardship. We want to be like, oh, okay, they said this, but what does that mean? Or if you said this, oh, was that too bad? Oh, I don't know if they're going to get my joke. No, when somebody likes you and they're head over heels with you, you can say literally anything. You can say sunglasses are reflective in the laugh. And you're like, well, that's an obvious thing. It doesn't make sense. Why are you laughing? I'm stupid. And then they laugh again. And it's just, yes, they're in love with you and that's not a bad thing. But it's not what you're looking for if you already feel that the chase is over and you need to end it right there. You need to sit down and be like, hey, listen, I am just not feeling this right now. And recently, I didn't do an experiment, but I didn't know how to handle one person versus the other. One person, I broke it to them really quickly and I was like, hey, you're an amazing person and I would honestly really love to be friends and keep you around. Like, you're actually sick. Like, I like hanging out with you, but I just don't feel that connection. And I apologize, but I think that deserves to go to somebody else and, well, not me, because I think you deserve somebody who wants it. And she was kind of hurt. She was hurt. Obviously, she was hurt, but we're still friends. We still talk all the time, and I think that's amazing. And I think, and that's exactly why I'm doing my show with Danielle, my ex, because we're still friends, and we were honest with each other. Now, this other little situation, I was still honest with the person, but they were so, I was too late with being honest. I wasn't honest from the start. I kind of took a little bit. I was very busy at the time with work, and this sounds like an excuse, but I was busy. I don't reply to texts. We all know me. If you follow me, you understand that I don't reply to a text unless I have time to reply. Like, I want to give that person my time of day. So if I can't sit down and have a conversation with them, I'm not going to text them back. And that was the type of situation. I was traveling a lot and I just didn't text them. So they felt like I was ignoring them. And then so that kind of got them mad. And then I told them that, hey, I'm just not looking for this. And then they kept insisting. And, you know, things happened. And then I was like, listen, I can't do this. And they got really, really mad because then I posted my video. I posted a video looking for love and they got pretty mad because, well, they weren't them. And it hurts because they say things that hurt a lot. And it makes you feel like you're a horrible human being for not understanding your heart and not understanding your mind and what you want. And if you believe you're a humble person and a very nice person and you think you're doing the right thing and, you know, in your heart you feel like you're doing good and that person still comes at you like, oh my God, the devil, like Satan itself is destroying your heart. Well, you know what? That's just them being upset. And people do crazy things because when they like somebody, people do insane things when they like somebody. And it hurts. It hurts you too. The whole point of all these five little stages, the ones where they're obsessed with you, you're watching their heart fall faster than their mind, then you break their heart, then they hate you, and then you tell them that they weren't the love you're looking for. Well, that's going to hurt you too. And I don't think you guys are really understanding that when listening to the podcast, because it's a two-way street. Love is a two-way street. It's not a one-way. It's not somebody's on the one-way and you're on the sidewalk and you're waving at them. They're in the car and they're driving faster than their mind. And you're just like, oh, okay, I'll see you guys later. No, you're on the same street, going the same pace, beside each other. And, well, when you break up, it's kind of like you have to walk back on a one way, going opposite ways, or the same way. And you're going to collide. And that hurts. It hurts a lot. And I can tell you from experience, if you are 13 years old listening to this, or if you're 14, 15, 16, whatever, or maybe you're 30 or 40 or something, I still, seriously, moms, what's up? How you doing? If you're a mother single and what. Anyways, my point is, it hurts. Falling in love hurts for both parties. The people who just have their hearts broken don't think that the people that are breaking your heart, if they're a decent human being and they're not just trying to screw you over, well, you know, it hurts them too. It hurts a lot. It sucks. The other day, or not the other day, literally like a couple months ago, 3 months ago, I was seeing somebody and, you know, I like them. I like them a lot. And I got really, really mad at myself that I couldn't fall for them. And that's, it broke my, I broke my own heart because I really, really wanted to, but I just couldn't. It wasn't, I'm a hopeless romantic and I'm not going to stop until I find the one, the girl of my dreams, the one I love, the one I imagine, the one that makes everything feel right. Cause I think she's out there. And this one, this, not this one, this, this girl, this beautiful, beautiful girl, she was amazing, but she just wasn't her. And it sucks. It really does suck and it hurts because, you know, everything in you hopes and dreams that it is that person. And when it's not, it can truly damage your heart. But guys, if you've ever been through a heartbreak, well, you've probably seen my channel. I just posted this video about being stood up. And I'm going to make a podcast about that very soon because I have a lot to say on the matter. Because a lot of people think it's very negative. And, well, I really want you guys to watch my new video. It's called How I Didn't Meet Your Mother. And it's almost like a home video for my kids, my future kids. And I would love for you guys to give it a watch. I think it's a great video. And if you've ever been stood up, if you've ever dealt with breaking someone's heart or having your own heart broken, I think that's a good video to watch for you. Because, well, I think you need it. I think you guys need to relax. And... well, I hope you're enjoying these podcasts. I truly do. I love making them. I almost think they're kind of silly because I'm sitting here talking into a mic in my studio apartment alone. But when you guys DM me, like I get countless DMs saying, I love the podcast, love the podcast, love the podcast. I don't care how many views it gets. I just care that you guys are listening and you guys are having fun. But those are the dangers of liking or someone liking you. And well, I guess you liking someone. But just keep in mind, be mindful that when somebody likes you, they're going through a lot. Their hearts are going faster than their minds, and they're already in the honeymoon stage before you. They're a step They are a step ahead of you, okay? They are 10 feet in front of you. They're 20 feet in front of you. They are liking you faster than you, and you're like, "Wait a second. Whoa. Hold on. Slow down." And they just won't. And that's fine. They're just on a different pace. And, well, they'll catch up with somebody running their own pace very soon. So don't cry about it. But it does hurt. And I don't want you guys ever giving up on love. I don't want you to give up on love at all. I do not want you to give up on love. Love is the greatest thing that is in this world. We live off love. Literally. I believe our world is based off love. You can think... I'm not religious. You can think religion. You can think scientific. You can think anything. I will believe. I will always believe that this world is based off love. It's created off love, and we are here to love. And I will always preach that. So if you are down to preach love with me, then hopefully I will be talking to you guys next week. Every Sunday. I don't know if I'll change that. Is Sunday a good day for you? I'm not very... confident, but I'm working on it. So I will see you guys next week sometime. I believe it's Sunday, but I will talk to you guys very soon. Stay you, stay beautiful, and go get your merch. Your merch is now $25 off all blue merch until it sells out. So go get your merch. Use the code HAPPYFALL. And I will, sorry, I had to burp. And I will see you guys, or listen, talk to, listen, I'm tired. It's like, it's too early in the morning. Anyways, stay beautiful, stay you. Oh my God, I just messed up my own slogan. I've never done that in my life. Anyways, okay, bye.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.